Today we're building one of the most satisfying moments in jungle and old school drum and bass, the rewind, the reload, that classic hold up, run that back energy. And the goal here is not just to fake a tape stop, we're making a DJ-style rewind illusion inside Ableton Live 12 using groove pull tricks, arrangement moves, and a few stock effects. The reason this works so well in jungle is because the groove is already alive, so when you pull it backward, tighten it, filter it down, and then slam back into the drop, it feels physical. It feels like the track is being yanked by the crowd. We're aiming for a two-bar transition that has swing, tension, a bit of grime, and then a clean snap back into the next section. Start with the core loop. Keep it simple. You want a drum phrase that already has character, maybe an amen break, a think break, or an Apache-style break, layered with a kick, snare, ghost hats, or a rimshot. Put it in a drum rack or on an audio track, and leave some space in the pattern. That space matters. If everything is packed too tightly, the rewind won't read clearly. For a basic drum chain, keep it punchy and controlled. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud, especially around the low mids. Then try drum bus for a bit of drive and crunch, but don't overdo it. Glue compressor can help glue the loop together, and a touch of saturator with soft clip-on can add that old sampler edge. The vibe should be tight, not flattened. Now comes the first big ingredient, groove pool. Open the groove pool and load in a classic swing groove, like one of the MPC 16 swing presets. A good starting point is something in the 55 to 70% timing range, with a little velocity movement and only a small amount of randomness. The reason we do this is because the rewind feels more authentic when the drums already have that slightly human, slightly unstable pocket. Jungle and old school D&B are not supposed to feel perfectly gridlocked. They should feel like they're breathing. Apply the groove to your break clip and listen to how the hats and ghost notes lean around the beat. If it feels right, great. If it feels too loose, back it off. If it feels too stiff, push the timing a little more. The important thing is that the groove becomes part of the performance, not just a timing correction. Next, build the cue right before the rewind. You need the listener to feel that something is about to happen. This could be a snare fill, a vocal shout, a rimshot stab, a bass hit, or a short noise burst. Even a tiny one-bar fill can do the job if it's arranged well. A classic move is to let the last bar feel a little busier, then cut the energy abruptly. That contrast is what makes the rewind pop. One useful teacher tip here: if the rewind feels weak, reduce what's happening just before it. A lot of people try to fix a weak rewind by adding more effects, but usually the real issue is that the pre-rewind section is too full. Let the last normal bar breathe a little, so the transition has room to hit. Now let's use groove pool in a more creative way. You can actually make the rewind section feel like it's falling backward by giving it a different groove from the main loop. Duplicate the final bar or final half bar, and assign a slightly messier groove to that section. Push the timing a little more, add a touch more random movement, and slightly increase the velocity variation. This makes the rewind tail feel jittery, unstable, and almost like it's coming apart. Another good move is groove contrast. Run one groove for the main break, then switch to a tighter or more stripped-down groove right before the reload. That sudden change in pocket makes the ear pay attention. It's subtle, but it can make the rewind feel much bigger. Now for the FX layer. On a dedicated rewind track or return, use auto filter, beat repeat, reverb, and utility. Auto filter is one of the most important pieces here. Start fairly open, then automate the cutoff down over the course of a bar. You can go from something bright and open down into a dark, narrow tone. A little resonance helps the filter movement feel more dramatic. Beat repeat can add that glitchy, chopped up energy, but use it sparingly. A short burst of 1/8 or 1/16 repeats near the end of the phrase can help sell the rewind, especially if you keep the chance and gate settings under control. Think of it as a spice, not the whole meal. Reverb gives you the tail and the sense of space collapsing behind the sound. Instead of washing everything out all the time, automate the wet amount upward only during the transition. That way the rewind feels like it's trailing off into a haze. Utility is the secret weapon for stereo collapse. As the rewind approaches, narrow the width until the image almost folds into mono. That makes the transition feel more focused and more dramatic. Jungle rewind moments often hit harder when the sound field closes in before the drop comes back. So the motion we're building is this. The volume dips slightly, the filter closes, the stereo width narrows, the reverb rises, and then the final hit cuts out. That combination tricks the ear into hearing a pullback motion, even though we're not literally reversing the entire track. If you want it to feel even more old school, Get into break editing. Reverse a tiny slice of a snare tail, duplicate a ghost hit and move it slightly early. Repeat a 1/16 slice a few times. Drop the kick out on the final beat to create negative space. Those little Sampar-style edits make the rewind feel like a chopped-up jungle performance, not a polished transition preset. The bass should help tell the story too. A rewind is stronger when the bass reacts. You can use a Reese, a sub-B one-note stab, or a ragga-style bass hit. Keep the bass simple right before the reset. Let it hit, then cut it early, or smear it into the transition with a short reverb tail. If you want extra menace, try a little frequency shifting or a subtle pitch fall. The idea is that the bass gets sucked into the reload rather than just fading away. At the end of the transition, you want a final cue that feels decisive. That could be a reverse crash, a snare slap, a sub drop, a short delay throw, or even a vinyl stop style noise layer. Stack a few of those together if needed, but keep the timing tight. The final hit should feel like the whole tune has been yanked backward for a second. Now arrange the rewind in a musical context. This works best after you've given the listener some momentum first. A great placement is after an 8 or 16 bar build, or right at the end of a breakdown before the next drop. In classic DNB structure, you might have drums, then bass tease, then full groove, then a fill, then the rewind, then a beat or half beat of space, and then the drop comes back and hard. And that gap matters. Don't be afraid of silence. In fact, silence is part of the impact. If the rewind goes straight into the drop with no breathing room, it often feels rushed. But if you leave a little negative space, the return lands way harder. A really strong old-school move is to bring the drop back in layers. Maybe you return with drums only, then bring the bass back a bar later. Or flip it and bring the bass in first, then the break. That call and response feel is very jungle. It makes the moment feel like a live reload instead of a pre-programmed transition. Here's another pro tip. Automate the groove as part of the transition. Let the main loop run with its swing. Then make the final bar either a little tighter or a little more unstable, depending on the effect you want. Sometimes a sudden shift from swung and loose to tight and grid-like can make the rewind feel even more dramatic, because the ear notices the pocket changing. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make it too clean. Old-school jungle energy comes from grit, sampler character, and tiny imperfections. Second, don't swing everything. Keep the sub and anchor elements more stable so the track still has a spine. Third, don't forget the cue before the rewind. The listener needs a reason to hear the reset. And fourth, don't overuse beat repeat. If it starts sounding gimmicky, pull back and let the groove do more of the work. If you want a darker version, use a low, ominous filter movement, maybe with a little resonance, and add some dirt with saturator or a tiny bit of redux. Keep the rewind tail small and eerie. For a heavier version, layer a sub drop under the final cue. A short downward pitch envelope on an operator's sign can add a lot of weight with very little space. A quick practice exercise: build a 4-bar rewind transition. Let the first 3 bars groove normally. In the 4th bar, add a fill, automate the filter down, collapse the width, increase the reverb, hit the final cue on beat 4, leave half a bar of space, and then bring the drop back in with drums only. Then try a 2nd version with a heavier groove and a 3rd version with almost no groove. Compare which one feels most authentic. So the blueprint is simple. Use groove pool to make the breaks feel swung and alive. Use arrangement and effects to make the phrase feel like it's pulling backward. Use filter, stereo collapse, tails, and silence to sell the rewind. And keep the whole thing rough, rhythmic, and intentional. That's the jungle reload energy. Not just an effect, but a moment. A performance. A proper run-it-back move.